Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest joining us. He is Michael Ogbren Byrne. He is the CEO of iBrands Corp. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol IBRC. Michael, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a little bit of a history of yourself and a little bit of history of your company, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
All right. Michael Ogbren. I grew up in Northern California in the agriculture industry out of school. I started a wood floor manufacturing company. I took that up, sold it when I was about 23 years old. I got hooked as far as entrepreneurship. Ever since then, just been buying, selling small to mid-sized companies. The last few years, we've created quite a phenomenal team that has gone in and taken over and turned companies around. So when iBrands came to us, and needed this, we jumped all over it. With the economy, the condition of everything, and the new product, the exciting environment we have, we knew we were able to take some of our great products and put them to good use.
You know, recently you guys came out with a press release. You know, iBrands Corp enters into cannabis sector with the launch of the Puris whole plant extraction CBD oil products. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about that and how do you guys plan on monetizing that and going forward?
Yeah, so with that, we've spent the last 3 or 4 years really studying the cannabis marijuana sector and what it is. And one thing that we all know is that the basic remedy right now with marijuana is for any type of condition is to smoke the flower. We wanted to look a little bit deeper into that and dissecting what it was, whether it's you've got glaucoma or a cancer or something that you need a remedy. Instead of smoking it, is there other ways to do it? There's edibles and this and that. But we found, along with the industry, is that there's the THC side and the CBD. The THC is the side that gets you high, for lack of a better term. CBD is more the medical side that is actually doing the work, getting in and helping with the cells, that sort of thing. So we wanted to really focus on that, but how to use that. And we have come up with vape. Vape is the new way of that you see the kid on the corner with the big exhaling, and it's got a big cloud of smoke coming out of it.
Exactly.
And so we have taken that, and that's where our focus is.
My guest today is Michael Ogbren. He is the CEO of iBrands Corp. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol IBRC. Let me ask you this, Michael. This market that you guys are getting ready to penetrate and go in is in its infancy stages. There's no negativity as it was back in the 10 or 20 years ago, or stigmatism with this product. And so there's only two states that you can have recreational in it. Do you see the growth of this being really astronomically? We're in the beginning of the stages, correct?
Correct. And really, the CBD aspect of things is not dependent on that, because the THC is what is illegal. The CBD is legal to sell in all 50 states. And so with that, that's where our model is. So we have, we're in the process of purchasing one of the largest manufacturers in the nation right now for vape products. and they make the e-juice that you put in the vape. So with our CB, we've done moderate testing, and we found that this is the best way to do it. Recently, we purchased a company called Green Tree Syndicate, and one of the reasons were that they have such an active distribution within Core-Mark International. And so with Core-Mark, they've got, you know, well over 50,000 convenience stores and gas stations in the U.S. They're taking on 7-Eleven here this next in June. And so the goal is that we would have our vape product, our e-juice, as well as a CBD product that we could sell in a convenience store. Now, we are still working on those contracts with Core-Mark and some of the other big players, but that's the vision we see. So with this manufacturing company, it's one of the top 1% in the country right now as far as the volume. They sell to 16 different countries. They've got a huge online presence. And we're able to buy these bottles for or manufacture these for 50 cents and retail them out at $9.95 and $12. So the margins are there. And so that's kind of how we see it. It's going to be a product that you can go to any one of your convenience stores, gas stations down the street and get.
These companies that you're looking for, the mergers and acquisitions, you're going to bring those into the iBrands Corp in 2016?
Yes. We're looking to close that one mid-June. And hopefully we'll be ready to start selling probably by July, so under our iBrands name.
Outstanding. Your market cap is only a little bit north of, you know, $2.4 million, and your stock price is at 0002. It seems like you guys are very undervalued with the revenues that are going to be generated here in 2016. You want to talk about some of the revenues that your website is producing?
Yeah, so we are very undervalued. We've got some people on our board, we've got a phenomenal board from CEO of a chain of 9 hospitals here in Southern California to a private equity fund manager. So we've got some great people. We do have access to capital. So with this acquisition, the website right now is generating between $150,000 and $250,000 per month. The couple retail stores they have are producing between $1.2 and $1.4 million per year each. With all this, we look at our EBITDA to be just north of 50%. So probably by the end of 2017, we look at our revenue being at about $100 million per year.
Wow. Wow. My guest today is Michael Ogburn. He is the CEO of iBrands Corp. They trade on the OTC Pink Sheets under the ticker symbol IBRC. Now, how will the new FDA proposed regulations affect your model, or will it?
It will, and I'm glad you asked, because that's probably what we're most excited about more than anything, and one of the biggest reasons why we went down this path. And the reason being is vaping as opposed to the e-cigarette. The e-cigarette was the old word for the disposable type. So now it's kind of a new phase is the vaping, and that's where the guy with the box and the,
exactly,
you know, the huge amount of cloud of smoke. So what it is now, it's been growing at 30 to 40% compounded annually, and the FDA has come in and said, we're going to put regulations on this. Now, Fortune, Bloomberg, and I believe Wall Street Journal have all put out articles stating that this is going to put 99% of those manufacturers out of business. Well, looking at this, we think we're going to be the 1% that is actually in there. We're already as compliant as you could get within the FDA. They claim that it's going to cost between $2 and $8 million to register each flavor. Well, once we make this acquisition, we're going to have 165 flavors of this e-juice that is already compliant for the time being, and it will just take simple registration. So long story short, we're looking to franchise our model, and going forth, we're going to manufacture this product, and we're going to only sell our own product within these franchise stores. So we're not worried about anybody else. We don't have to worry about what their type of regulation is or if they are regulated, that we're only selling our product. And so we want everything in-house. We want to control everything. And so that's why we're very excited for it.
iBrands Corp is the company that's with us today. Their ticker symbol is IBRC. In closing, Michael, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners here in closing?
I would just say keep an eye on us. It's the next year and a half is going to be very exciting for us, very exciting for the industry. And, you know, I feel like our team is poised to really take this thing off. So, but I appreciate your time. I appreciate you having us on.
Michael Ogburn has been our guest today. He is the CEO of iBrands Corp, trading on the OTC Pink Sheets, ticker symbol IBRC. Michael, thank you for coming on the show. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months and see how things are going.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.